Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yep, if he has said it, he certainly will do it. And we need to keep that promise intact because he's not man that he should lie, just as Pindi P reminds us. And that song is I Believe by Pindi P. A very good afternoon to you. If you have just tuned in, my name is Lukho Mqwedi Phuthi and thrilled to be spending yet another afternoon with you. And this afternoon, on the line, I've got Dr. Ladivia Strauss. Dr. Strauss, good afternoon and welcome to Monday's edition of Spectrum.
Good afternoon and thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you with me, I must say. Now, let's start here, Dr. Strauss. I must say, when I saw this, I smiled, almost laughing even. And I'll tell you why. Because in recent, I think about 6-8 months ago, a couple of colleagues in the office would tell me about menopause, there's peris and this and that. New language to me. I'm a 34-year-old. And one of my bosses would always say to me, it's fine, Lukho, you can laugh when we're having all these hot flushes. I'm praying that the Lord fast tracks things for you so that you experience them much early. So when I saw it, I was like, yeah, ne? This thing is real. Maybe let's just start here because today we're talking menopause. Let's start here. Maybe if you can give clarity to us what this term menopause actually means.
Well, the term menopause is in essence just one day in a woman's life when she had finished with all her menstrual periods for 12 months. So that's one day in a woman's life when she hasn't had her menstrual period for 12 months. And from there on, she is being labeled postmenopause. So then her sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone is declining and she's not producing hormones as she would be in her fertile years.
But I want to understand something, Dr. Strauss. Is this tied to age? And I'm asking this because you'll also find much younger people who will tell you, I haven't been on my cycle, for months. Can it happen much earlier, or is there a particular age where we should start looking out for it?
What we normally see is that the average age of menopause, meaning the final menstrual period, is around 51 years of age in South Africa and globally. Mm-hmm. But most women start noticing changes even in their 40s and their late 30s. And that's exactly what you're describing now. And we call that turbulent time, actually perimenopause, where you might still have your menstrual period, but you are starting to experience symptoms of hot flushes or the night sweats and some brain fog. Anxiety is a big one. Oh. And some mood swings, poor sleep, and even weight gain. So you are completely correct to say that it's not a specific age. And the age you go into menopause is also quite genetic. So I often tell my patients, talk to your mum, talk to your grandmother, and ask them at what age they started to experiencing symptoms, because it's quite, in families, the age is almost the same when you go into menopause.
Oh, interesting. So you speak of late 30s. For instance, somebody my age, I'm 34, by the way. Would you ever suggest to me that it could be perimenopause, or would we have to explore any other option first? Are there any other things that may present themselves as perimenopause, perhaps?
Definitely, and that's what I often tell my patients. Yes, we do look at age, but we also listen to symptoms. And before we label somebody as being perimenopausal or menopausal, we need to rule out blood sugar fluctuations or thyroid issues or maybe just an unhealthy diet. So there are definitely other medical and lifestyle things that can mimic perimenopause and that it might not be linked to just declining hormones.
And tell me, doctor, is there any sign, or let me say pre-sign, if I'm having these challenges in my younger ages that I could probably hit menopause early, or are these incidents still isolated?
They are still isolated. So there's unfortunately no clear predictor of when you will go into perimenopause. And if later on we can talk about some of the lifestyle changes that can also influence this, you'll see that even if women start experiencing symptoms of perimenopause or menopause, there are lifestyle changes we can implement that can minimize and ease off these symptoms. So it's not necessarily that you have to have a blood test. It needs to be confirmed and then you need hormones. We can start by easy lifestyle changes that can make a big difference.
Oh, in fact, let's go straight into those lifestyle changes, because now I'm having this question at the back of my mind to say, if it's time, for instance, why must I change lifestyles? Or are you speaking of a Luko that's much younger who should not be experiencing these challenges much earlier?
The thing is, these lifestyle changes are good no matter what your age is. But it will definitely ease you into your perimenopause and menopause. And the number one thing is for women to really start looking at their diet, having a healthy, minimally processed diet. And that's important not because of the weight issue, but because of the blood glucose fluctuations. Often having a low blood glucose or a very high and then that sudden dip after a meal can make women feel anxious, have heart palpitations, even cause hot flashes at night. And then they blame the hormones, but it was actually an unbalanced blood glucose because of their unhealthy diet. So having enough protein and whole food nutrition being minimally processed is the number one. And then the second one for me is doing strength training, but starting already in your teens and in your 20s with your strength training. We all learn and see now on Instagram how important muscle is, but muscle is really such an important organ for, again, blood glucose stabilization, but also keeping our strength and energy back. It's just a matter of recalibrating and finding what works for you.
Dr. Strauss, it's top of the hour. Thank you for this insightful conversation. I think one of these days I must definitely have you back on another feature. I'll talk to you later on because this is really insightful, I must say, and it's important because we just live with these symptoms, like you're saying, and we don't look beyond what we're experiencing now because we're just waiting for a number of years to elapse and it's over and done with.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Doc, and have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.